University of Wyoming in Laramie School of Nursing.
Good, I'm always kind of wondering whether the presentation's actually going to come up. I'm Pam Clark. I'm a professor at the University of Wyoming, and Connie is an assistant professor working on her doctorate. We're going to talk about, Connie said she has no relationships to disclose, and I don't either. We're going to talk about, describe our curriculum design related to public health competencies at the baccalaureate level, designed to strengthen our RN-BSN program. And we're going to share findings related to evaluation in terms of the competency development and discuss strategies to enhance RN-BSN and leadership development education in terms of the public health competencies. Oops, all right. That's fine. 2010 is already upon us, so in some ways the problem is that we're too late in terms of developing the baccalaureate prepared workforce so that we can go on and have advanced practice specialists. We know that nationally, 31% of RNs have a baccalaureate degree, but in Wyoming, the situation is not so great. Wyoming is unique, and we have no schools of public health. We have no other university, private or public, in the entire state. So we have community colleges throughout the state, which is difficult to travel at best, and 2 hours gets you nowhere in Wyoming. So unless you go south out of the state to Colorado. It is the ninth largest state and are in the country and with the smallest population. So the whole state has only 500,000 people. So you might think that why should we be that concerned about developing a workforce for this little tiny state? But the population is very spread out, it's diverse, and preparing a workforce for an environment like this is difficult at best. Our connections with the community colleges are essential, and that's what our RN-BSN program is based on. We started this project, HRSA-funded project, in the southwest portion of the state, where compared to nationally, only 9.5% of RNs in the initial project area had ever completed a baccalaureate degree. So we started with an area of the greatest need, and we have focused our efforts on outreach, face-to-face contact, recruitment right from the community college into the baccalaureate program. A little bit on health disparities given our state, the setting, the lack of a prepared workforce. We have pretty significant health disparities at all age groups. The rural population is very vulnerable because of the geographic and occupational factors, and to add to that, our underprepared workforce. And Connie's going to leap from there to the rest of the project.
Did I just go forward? Good. These are the goals, our overall objectives of our HRSA Career Ladders grant, which is LEAP. It's a different LEAP at a different UW than we'll be hearing about in a little while. I frequently get asked if we're the same LEAP project. So our primary purpose in meeting the workforce needs in our state were to facilitate our ADN students and our current nursing workforce to enroll in BSN completion programs. We know that our ADN, our nurses are very committed to the ones that are working in small Wyoming communities. Our students go to community colleges because they can get there. It's accessible education for them. And so the way we're really going to impact on the nursing workforce and ultimately the health of our communities is by tapping into the nurses who are interested and the nursing students who are interested in making a difference in Wyoming nursing practice. We also intended to promote access to our online curriculum and provide mentoring and support to these students across the state. And then to increase the capacity of our nursing workforce by really emphasizing the public health competencies. Face-to-face interactions are truly critical to showing our university presence across rural Wyoming. On the map, Wyoming is a very large state. We're the ninth largest state geographically, and the University of Wyoming is in the southeast corner of the state. So geographically, people don't feel connected. That's the university in Laramie. So it was really important to us to put a face on the university in small Wyoming communities and throughout the state. We know that our ADN students are site-bound. Many of them are non-traditional students, but not all of them. Some of them are very traditional college students, but that's where they can go to school. That's where they can get. We know, too, that our ADN students take about 3 years to finish the two-year program. So by the time they've got an ADN degree, they don't want to hear you haven't gone to school enough. They don't want to hear you're not a good enough nurse, because they've already invested 3 years in school, and their families have often given up quite a bit for them to go to school for those 3 years. And they're taking a year generally of their science courses, their prereq courses, and then 2 years of the nursing program. In our state, as in many states, there's really very little incentive for BSN completion. We have local hospitals where, in some cases, the nurse educator is the only position that requires that students have a BSN, or that the nurse has a BSN. And in some places, there's no requirement whatsoever. So what we hear from nurses is, I love what I do. I don't want to change what I do. Why do I need a BSN? So there's perceived barriers to BSN education. When Pam and I started traveling 3 years ago to different places in the state, we would run into nurses and nursing students who would say, your program's online? And Wyoming was one of the first states to do outreach education for RN-BSN. Started in the 80s with weekend things. And our program has been fully online for over 10 years. But nurses within the state didn't know that. They think it's something new, so we let them. But again, putting that face on the university was really important. Our outreach is really focused on two distinct groups: the current nursing workforce, because they need to develop the capacity to respond to their community health needs. There might be five nurses in a small community. In some cases, there might be one nurse in a small community. And so while certainly our goal is advanced practice nursing, getting these nurses, helping them to achieve their BSN, really those are the nursing leaders. That might be the most educated healthcare professional in that community. And they're the ones sitting on the planning boards. They're the ones giving input into the city council and the commissioners. And so it's really important that we facilitate those nurses getting the skills they need to be the leaders that the community expects them to be, and then our current ADN students. Again, our current workforce is very committed to Wyoming practice. Occasionally, people move into the state. I was one of those people who moved into the state 13 years ago. Lots of people leave the state, but those that are committed to living and raising their families and communities are very committed to staying within that community. So if we can help them learn about their community, be recognized as leaders in their community, and again give them those skills to carry out that role, we're making a difference in the health of that population. Our face-to-face outreach was just really critical, again, putting a face on the university throughout Wyoming. Travel throughout Wyoming poses unique challenges. Long highways, lots of mountain ranges, towns are 100 miles apart, minimum. Gas stations are 200 miles apart sometimes. So it's a beautiful state, but it is hard to get around. This is a picture that was actually taken in Jackson, Wyoming, last February when we traveled. Roads in and out of Laramie last winter, somewhat atypically, but were closed for 2 to 4 days at a time, in blocks of time. And so there was no way to get in and out of Laramie. In this case, we had meetings set up and we took the university plane. During a two-day trip, we were able to travel 1,100 miles, meet with three different community college groups, meet with a director of a community college in northwest Wyoming to review our articulation agreement. And it would not have been possible. The road travel just wasn't possible during that time. So that was something that with our first grant, we've just renewed our grant, and we have another 3 years of funding. But certainly with our first grant, while we had travel built in, it was an important part of the process, it became evident very quickly that we needed to approach travel in a different way. We had a lot of this. This is what Laramie looked like last winter. And you just don't go anywhere. Which meant also that then the students were sort of trapped in their towns and not a lot to do. So we met with them. This is the same information that was on a previous slide, just a little bit different way of looking at it. One of our outcomes was to increase enrollment in BSN programs. And this shows in particular the areas where we focused our outreach for the first 3 years. And the numbers are small because Wyoming communities are small. But in southwest Wyoming, which was our LEAP 1 area, our student enrollment from ADN programs to the BSN program increased by 77%. Again, numbers are small. We went from 26 students enrolled at any time during the 3 year prior to starting the LEAP project to 46 students enrolled during that. Numbers are small, but so are the communities. So every nurse makes a much bigger difference. This also illustrates LEAP 1 was the area where we had, we started from day one, so back in 2004. So we had the most time to work with community colleges, to work with the nurses, to work with the healthcare organizations in those communities. LEAP 2, we then started the second year. So while we made impact in that area and increased enrollment by 31%, almost a dose response kind of enrollment where we were only there for a year and a half. And then the non-LEAP Wyoming areas across Wyoming, there's been interest in increasing. We have two of our largest hospitals looking at magnet status. So there's been some, outside of our program, there's been some synergistic effect with other influences on nursing education. Our out-of-state enrollment, just for comparison, increased about 12% in that same time. This is, again, just showing in the various areas student engagement in BSN education. As of last spring, we had over 300 students who were working in some level, perhaps still at their ADN, in their ADN program, but taking a course as an elective in that program that they need for their BSN program. So at some level, up to full enrollment in our RNBSN program, at some level, over 300 students are engaged in pursuing BSN education. And in our state, that's a huge number of nurses. Our framework for the curriculum is really built around the public health nursing competencies. This may be the most advanced education that a lot of these nurses have. They're being asked to do a lot of what we traditionally think of as advanced public health nursing roles in the communities. This is our curriculum, and it's that first course, the Introduction to Public Health Nursing, and then our last course, the Public Health Practicum, where we have introduced the framework of the core competencies, the public health nursing competencies. We assess when they start their introduction to public health nursing. We're using the Quad Council tool and asking nurses on day one, talking about the framework of public health competencies, why it matters to them, whether they work in a government health department or not, why it matters to the health of their communities. And so we're really giving them that framework to carry with them then throughout the curriculum. The other courses that are shown in white there are the same courses that we've always had as part of our basic BSN program. And then the public health practicum, they're implementing a service learning project specific to their community. It is population focused, but it's also very important that it's relevant to their own practice. If they're the ER manager, it can be something focused on making a difference in their practice, but looking at it from a population perspective. These are just some of the capacity building projects that our nurses have done, our students have done. They work on a wide range of community issues. Sometimes they're issues that they're already sitting on task forces and boards in their community. Sometimes this gives them an opportunity or an excuse to be involved in an issue in their community and to add their voice in a different way that perhaps they hadn't had that opportunity before. In assessing the competencies, significant differences that we found were, not surprisingly, the self-perceived proficiency in the competencies from when they entered our program to when they finished our program were significantly higher. And we would expect that. In many cases, these aren't brand new nurses. These are nurses who've been in practice sometimes just a few months. Sometimes they're still in their ADN program. But oftentimes they've been practicing 15, 20, 30 years in their community. So they come to our program with a lot of competence in individual and family care. What they don't know or haven't thought about is that population-focused care. By doing using that assessment tool at the very beginning of our program, it also opens up dialogue about what that means. Why do they care about that? Why do we care about that? So it provides opportunity to start that dialogue. And then by completing that assessment tool with their preceptor and mentor in the community at the end of the final course, sometimes those public health nurses primarily serve as mentors and preceptors for these students. Sometimes it's the first time they've seen that list of competencies. And we share the Quad Council article, and we have discussions about what it means to be proficient in these areas and why people care. So we're also opening up that dialogue at the workforce level. The LEAP students, as compared to the non-LEAP students, and these are the students who took our public health-focused curriculum, scored significantly higher in 5 of 13 domains, and those are listed there. Currently, our curriculum has changed in the RNBSN program so that all of our RNBSN students now go through the public health-focused curriculum. Policy impacts from things that we've learned the first 3 years is we've opened enrollment so that students can take that first course without being formally admitted to the School of Nursing. If they want to find out what online learning is about, if they want to find out what thinking like a bachelor's prepared nurse might look like, how it might impact their practice, they're able to enroll in that first course and start asking questions about the differences in practices. We have dual enrollment options for all of our ADN students now so that they can dually enroll in both programs, and we're engaging our preceptors through formal and continuing education. We actually just subscribed to the Community Health Preceptor Training Program developed by the University of the other UW, Wisconsin. And these are just some of the partnerships, because it is a community health focused program. It's critical that we have engaged each of those different partners in coming to the table to look at how we're going to change the nature of our workforce. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Now it's time for Susan Zahner from the other university, UW, University of Wisconsin at Madison. And let's get you set up here.